So, following on immediately from the article about Ewelme Cottage, we have the sad case of the Tuckwell girl. This enigmatic sentence was recorded in the diary of Lady Taunton on the 24th of February, 1843. Fortunately, the diary was taken to Auckland by her emigrating niece, Blanche, and transcribed in the 1970s by a former Ewelme Cottage curator who kindly shared with us many documents relating to the history of the Lush family. The mystery remained on file as to why a society lady would record a sad case of a humble village girl. By coincidence, the answer came a few weeks after Ruth's visit from Bob Allen, a Tuckwell family researcher. Amy was born in 1823, one of eight children of labourer David and Harriet Tuckwell, and had gone away to work. She came home pregnant and very ill, and died 10 days later on February the 19th, 1843, giving birth to a stillborn baby. On 25th of February, the Oxford Chronicle and Reading Gazette gave a report on the inquest. Incredibly, David and Harriet denied knowledge of Amy's pregnancy. This aroused suspicion, as it was conjectured the birth and concealment could not have taken place without their knowledge. Their house and the immediate neighbourhood were strictly searched, and on February the 20th, while Amy was being buried, the body of a female infant was found in a shrubbery, adjoining the residence of Mr. Joseph Franklin, in whose employ the girl's father is. This was Newhouse, now called the White House, in Cat Lane. The Tuckwells were arrested as they left the churchyard. At another inquest, Harriet finally confessed the delivery of a dead baby. She had concealed everything from her neighbours to avoid disgrace, nor had she sought medical aid, but had administered salts in copious doses to Amy. Her husband resolutely persisted in denying all knowledge of the circumstances, but finally cracked when the infant's body and his wife's evidence were shown to him. He burst into tears. "Well, gentlemen, if I must confess, I must. I dug the hole and my wife put the child into it." As the post-mortem proved the child was stillborn, they were dismissed with a severe reprimand from the coroner. The two surgeons agreed that Amy's death was caused by premature confinement and the gross neglect and injudicious treatment of her mother. Both coroner and jury regretted they had no power to commit the Tuckwells, but they were determined to use every effort to bring them to punishment. Whether or not that happened is another mystery. And that was written by Carol Sawbridge.